I don't believe that anything outside ourselves gives our lives meaning. Rather, we give life meaning through our goals and actions towards others. The universe is too large for us to understand, and we don't exist for that long relative to it. So if everything ends in heat death trillions of years after we die, nothing will matter to anyone at that point. Any mistakes or misdeeds won't matter if no one is there to remember it. So we may as well use the finite time we have to do what we want in the present, and that changes with everyone. But Godspeed if you're able to make others' lives better. There's a lot of stuff to do and a lot of choices to make.
I never really thought about whether or not I believe in religion until participating in this program. After thinking about it, I personally don't believe that there is a higher being that watches over us. I do have an open mind and realize that my opinion may change in the future. My thinking now is that religion was used to help explain the unexplainable and provide comfort for people in hard times in the older ages. Thinking someone is watching over you and helping you make decisions is very comforting. Religion also provides answers about what happens after this life is over. When I was younger, I used to think about what would happen to us when we die. I could think about it for hours, because all I could ever come up with was more questions leading to nothing. From what I understand, when you die, you will either go to heaven or hell. This makes little sense to me, because I think it's too black and white to say that if you believe in God, you will be saved and you get to go to heaven. However, if you don't, then you will be sent to hell. I know this is not what all Christians believe, but this part seems very harsh and unfair to me. I do not know whether or not we have a second life. However, what I do know is we have one life. I think that we should live this life to our best ability instead of focusing on the possible next one. I do respect the aspects the community religion provides. It brings not only families together, but also your community at church. I also respect that the idea of a higher being watching over us leads us to be the best versions of ourselves. In the end, I think that religion teaches us all great lessons, whether or not you believe in a god or religion.
My name is Molly Grocki, and I am also a part of this coming-of-age program. This is a long one. Faith is believing in ideas and topics that reach into our busy minds and pull out the good emotions. As we grow, as we change, as we experience new events, and as we witness new people, and as we spend an extended amount of time in the woods by ourselves, our beliefs can morph and blossom into an updated faith. Think of a diary. Every day, one can come home and just write about all the things that day brought. As days go on, as weeks and years pass, a diary keeps changing, containing new and different thoughts. A faith is similar, carrying new ideas and views as days, months, and years pass. Just like the other seven people up here today, I don't have a clear idea as to what I believe in. I do know that I believe in fate, and everything happens for a reason. I also think that there is a place we go after death. In order to go to the right place, I try to be the best person I can be at all times. In addition, I do believe there is a higher power making sure I'm doing all right. Not only do I believe these parts of my faith, but I strongly believe that we all need to love each other despite beliefs, race, gender, and sexualities. I find this community at South Church so fascinating. Atheists, theists, and agnostics can come together and agree on topics and ideas. That's one of the many reasons why my mom started taking me here when I was 4. I've pretty much grown up here. Next year, I will be attending Gould Academy, a boarding school that is 2 hours away. I will no longer be coming to services regularly, but I know I can always come back and find this community. Thank you.